until sundown, and you brought him in and you rubbed him down with a rag or a corn sack. We usually use a corn sack, and when you got out there to hit him in the morning to start work, well, you got your curry comb and brush, and you curried that horse all down and then brushed him, or a mule. And you brushed him all to where he was slick, kept him clean, and you fed him. Everybody was, at my house, everybody was required to feed their own team. And you better have him fed too, because it'd tear you up if you didn't feed him. But that's the way it was. And the girls, they was learnt to cook and sew. The mother always learnt the girls how to cook and sew. And my mom was a real good cook. And I know though she trying to learn these here girls how to cook and sew, but they never did make the cook she was. You take my mama, she made all of our clothes, with excepting our overalls. We used to buy overalls, and it was rare. We might get maybe a couple of pair a year, but it was something. We got a pair of new overalls. I remember that. But she made our underwear. She'd sit down it, and she'd cut it out, made our underwear right on her sewing machine, and our shirts. And they looked like everybody else's. I mean, everybody else is doing the same thing. And you take though you was trained to take care of your stuff that you was going to work, and they expected a day to work out of him. They expected to be able to feed him and take care of him. And the girls they was expected to be able to cook if mama got sick. While the girls were supposed to be able to go in there and do the same job. Of course, they never could do it.
Your mother did all the housework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she done all the housework and milked the cow, and fed the chickens. Everybody back them days had their own chickens, turkeys, or whatnot, whatever they. And everybody had a cow, and everybody had their horses. Nobody had anything like the luxuries. All they had was. For light was kerosene lanterns, lamps, and kerosene lanterns. And you wanted to go out to the barn to feed the horses after dark. You worked them a little late. Well, you took an old kerosene lantern and went out there and hung it on a nail and fed up your stock, and you took the lantern and come back to the house.
How'd you work the lantern?
You never seen the kerosene lantern? Well, I haven't got one here. I wish I had one. I'd show it. Now we have an old kerosene lamp here because this electricity goes off whenever they have a storm. She got that kerosene lamp. She lights it.
It had different parts.
Yeah, uh-huh. Had a glass shade to it, and you have a thing on the side of the lantern, and you just push it down like that, and it'll raise that shade up, and you stick a match in there and light the wick, and just drop it back down, and that there shade kept the wind from blowing the light out. It didn't, you couldn't see all far here at television. Maybe you could see that far, you know, around. You'd learn to use it, and no such thing as an electric light. So you had to learn to use it, that was all.
when did you happen?
Well, since I've, we used to get up to start to work at about 4:30, most everybody around 4:30, and that gave you a chance to get out there and get your stock fed up and your cows milked,